Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
What? What's going on?
You introduce it.
All right, everybody. Here we are for the Mr. Curiosity podcast. This is where we answer your questions. You send them in to brownbag@wnep.com. Right? You can ask anything you want.
Anything.
We may not answer it, but you can ask it.
And what does he say on that new commercial that's on? If it's not any good, it's your fault.
Yeah,
it's your fault.
That's
We're only
true.
As good as what's in now. We have overflow. These are the older ones.
Where's the bell?
And these are the newer. John, you can actually start.
Oh, the bell's right here.
You can actually start putting the newer questions in with the older ones because we're about three quarters away. Nikki was wondering where the bell is because, yeah, this is new information that we haven't given to the newer crowd. They don't know about the bell.
They don't know about the bell?
If anyone's uncomfortable with the question, we just go like this.
Yep.
It hardly ever gets wrong.
And then we move on.
We should probably ring it more often.
Probably.
All right, that's enough.
I'm going to go right with this one. It fell
out.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect.
There you go.
It's meant to be. This is from the great T. Chmielewski Sr. We've had him before. How come the only co-anchors for the WNEP is in the morning crew? Whatever happened to having a co-anchor with Scott Schaefer?
All right, somebody can answer if they want.
Could I?
If you want to answer, go for it.
No, I have no idea what the answer is.
You don't know?
Uncomfortable with this.
I don't think we know.
I wasn't even done with the question.
I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wow.
I jumped the gun.
Oh, I forgot. Stacey Lang and Melissa Steininger do the 4:30 news. Scott Schaefer is a good man but needs a co-anchor.
Interesting.
They're uncomfortable. I don't know what's going on here, folks. They may know something I don't know.
I don't know what we know or if we do know anything. But I think Scott's anchoring by himself for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's a plan of getting
Do you know why they're uncomfortable? Something's going on here. Look at Mindy. She's
We know nothing.
Okay. I'll get to the second part of the question, which is a good one.
Okay.
And it's very appropriate. What's the latest on John and Rennie getting a dog?
Oh,
is that really in there?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Can't they pick one out on Fridays when WNEP airs the segment on homeless dogs?
Oh.
All right. So this is good timing.
Because
tomorrow we are going to a shelter and meeting a dog that we think has a lot of potential. And so we hopefully will have an update very soon.
It doesn't mean it's happening necessarily.
I think it's going to happen. Obviously, we have to meet this dog.
Yeah.
But all indications are this dog is going to be
She seems pretty
she
cute.
She seems so cute.
Yeah.
She's at this rescue. She's had a challenging life so far, but our kids are so excited to give her a good life and everything. So.
Your life is about to change.
Isn't this crazy?
Like, it's, Mindy, how would you describe it? Is it a step? Is it how step below is it having a child?
It's the same thing.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's like adding another kid.
Wow.
It's like you're giving birth this weekend.
Wow.
Yes. It's like having another child. Only you don't have to pay for college.
True.
They're never gonna leave you. They never.
They
gonna
love
you
no matter what.
They love you. Yeah. It's almost better.
They don't sass you. They don't argue with you. Yeah. This is actually better. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, this is pretty exciting. We've been looking for a while. We've wanted to go the rescue route. So, you know, just trying to find the dog that was right for us. And we haven't been like high pressure looking. It's just been kind of when the right dog pops up, we'll know it's time. And I think this is the moment.
So we'll keep you updated.
It's really funny that that's the first question.
I know.
Because just this morning, I showed Joe video of this dog, Mindy, Nikki, like 15 minutes ago?
Yeah.
And
I said, don't
mention it on the air because we don't know yet.
Because, it's
and
not
now,
a for
see,
sure
This
thing.
Is what you get on this
This is
podcast.
What you get on this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right. And that just fell out, John. You see
it's
how that
a
fell out?
So the debate in our house now is dog names, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Are you going to have a say?
Me? No.
I just think don't name it Sugar or Cinnamon. Two worst names ever.
What?
Nikki's bird
best
names.
Names ever.
Yeah.
And we won't call her Dutch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duchess.
I'm just kidding.
Duchess.
Duchess would be
Probably
cute.
Not.
So that's okay.
I'm just kidding.
And obviously everyone will get the update when this comes true. There will be photos and all that kind of stuff.
Photos, video, and maybe a documentary.
Dog's
all still to come.
Nikki's up. Nikki's up. Because she has a son at home named Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Oh, Dutch.
He's so cute.
These are all the new ones, so we're gonna stick with these on the top, I guess. That's what they want to do.
Okay. Ben wants to know, for Joe, how are tornadoes formed?
Oh, well, that's a whole three-hour lecture just to begin the subject. But what you need, think of the atmosphere, I don't know, as a pizza. We're at the bottom of the atmosphere on the crust. But all the good stuff, the sauce, the cheese, that's on top. So that's how the atmosphere is. So whenever you have differing currents, we all know about the jet stream. We've seen that on weather maps, and you hear people talk about it. But these are currents in the atmosphere above us, where the cheese and the tomato sauce is. So basically what I'm saying is shear is the key. Wind shear. It's different currents at different heights in the atmosphere. One current could be going due west under it. It's a southeast wind. So imagine doing – we have a pencil, anybody? Pencil?
No.
Pencil?
No.
So imagine you have a pencil in your hand, right? And you roll it. With one hand is going this way, the other is going that way. The pencil's going to roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's rolling this way. But then if you have uplift near a front, it gets upright. And now you have vertical rotation. So it goes from wind shear, horizontal rotation, uplift. Now you have vertical rotation. And that's a tornado.
Huh.
But there's a lot involved. But
obviously, yeah.
Different currents of air at different levels.
Yes.
I hope so. Wind shear is the key.
Can I have pepperoni and mushroom on my tornado?
Whoa, baby. Whoa.
Now
baby,
I'm hungry.
Baby.
Who's up?
You.
Me. Oh. I still can't believe that question asked about a dog.
I know.
The amount of questions we've had in this podcast that are timed right or to the right person.
Relevant.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Exactly.
Good point.
That's true.
Do you listen to local radio, satellite radio, or music through the Bluetooth in the car? Chris in 44. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
And you know what I still
do? Does your car have Bluetooth?
No.
It doesn't.
So I drive a car that only it has a radio and a tape deck. And so I listen to local radio. That's my thing.
You still
listen to local radio. Yeah. I have a tape that has a Bluetooth capability. So you put a tape in the tape deck and it connects to Bluetooth on the phone. The only problem is when it's running in the tape deck, it's really noisy and it bothers me.
Oh, so it doesn't, that's not good.
Does anyone listen to different things in different circumstances? So when I'm driving in my car, I would never, ever put the radio on. A lot of people listen to the radio in their car. Never. I've got my Spotify, I've got podcasts, I never listen to the radio. But when I'm at home doing yard work, or in my shop, in my garage, or painting, or building something, I put the radio on because it's almost like background. Mm-hmm. I put FM radio on.
Interesting.
I would never put it on in the car or when I'm cleaning, Mindy. I'll just crank the radio. I put on one of my favorite
things. Now, I don't understand why you wouldn't just do Spotify when you're cleaning.
I don't know because I want it just to be background, more background. I'm not really okay. into
you're
it.
Really
it's
even
more
thinking
background.
About it. It's
I don't want to think about it. So it's just background.
Interesting.
So radio, they say, is dying, but I think it's alive and well.
I think in our area, it's very popular.
Yeah. Like, remember when we had Rocky, when he retired from KRZ, he was in here. He said, the talk of the demise of radio is not, as long as there's FM in the cars, people are listening to the radio.
Yeah.
I listen to the radio too sometimes, same thing. Like if I'm doing some work, I'll just put on the radio. Sometimes Spotify, but.
Yeah, because I think if you work hard to put something you want on, now you're invested in listening to it, but you can't because you're doing something
else.
Mm. What about you guys? You listen to the radio at all or no?
I really don't. I feel bad now saying that because I think we have awesome radio personalities around here. But I usually listen to either Spotify or I listen to satellite AP News radio. On the way to work, I listen to the AP News every morning, so I know what's happening in the world.
That's a great one. And why don't you tell everyone what you listen to as your favorite podcast, though? It's kind of embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing, but if I'm on a trip or something, or if I'm in the car for a long time, I turn on Mr. Curiosity podcast.
She listens to this.
She's our biggest fan. Yeah.
She is.
I want to make sure we don't all sound stupid. So I want to make, you got to like listen and make
and
we sure
don't?
We
but that's,
generally no.
But that's a good reminder because if you're not watching this or if you want to listen to it again, it's an audible version released every Monday of this that you're watching now.
Although I usually know what's going to happen.
Nikki, what about you? I see you as a radio listener.
Sometimes in the news car, we listen to the radio. I usually listen. Well, I always listen to podcasts when I'm driving. Sometimes I listen to Amazon Music.
Interesting. Yeah. And what's your favorite podcast?
Probably The Daily.
And what's on that?
It's a New York Times podcast, and they just do, it's 30 minutes every day of what the big story is of the day.
You just want to get the media information?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just it makes me feel informed, even though I work at a TV station.
Yeah, very nice. Well, you're like, as a reporter, though, you're honed in on your story of the day every day. I found out when I was a reporter, too, I wasn't looking as much as at the big picture as I was just focusing on the story that I was doing that day. So
yeah.
Mindy's
very
up,
interesting.
Or am I?
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Why are you clicking from the top? Everyone's going from the top. You got.
Well, you can dig if you want.
I'm going to get the deep ones ready.
Okay. Do you want to read that for me?
Why do you need the bell?
Oh, boy.
No, I don't need the bell. Just read it.
Why do you want it?
She has never reading glasses.
Oh, was that really one?
Yes. I forgot my glasses.
I'm a 60-year-old here.
She does never reading glasses.
Mindy, sit tight, honey. Okay.
Okay. All right.
You could have 1 year of pure happiness, but after that, you couldn't remember it. Would you take it?
Ooh.
Jamie from Millville. So you're having one full year of just pure happiness.
Pure bliss.
But after that year, you couldn't remember you had that happiness.
I think I'd still take it. I think I'd still take it.
That's a deep philosophical.
That really is.
Yeah.
Do we like happiness of the memory of it? And if the memory of it disappears, does that take away from the happiness we had? This is like a Total Recall thing.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
And this brings up what I see, that there's certain personalities that do have trouble living in the moment.
Yeah.
And almost are always like looking at recording everything that they're doing and stuff like that, so they have it for later.
Yeah. Well, let's replace this with even a day. What if you can go to your favorite vacation location? Now, where would you want to be right now?
There's so many places.
You get a weekend in Paris. Pick a spot.
I don't want to go to Paris.
Okay,
How about you're on Cape Cod in the summer?
Okay, there you go.
Cape Cod in the summer. You come back Sunday, but then you wake up Monday morning. There's no memory of it.
Yeah, I would still enjoy that week.
I would do it.
I would still do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Because I kind of am a live in the moment kind of person, so I would do it.
You'd still do it.
Yeah.
No memory.
That's good.
Because this doesn't say that you get that 1 year of happiness and then there's no happiness after that. You just don't remember
right.
that.
You just don't
year.
Remember that. Yeah. That
Let's
time.
Let's take it down to its smallest scale. I don't know if it's true, but everyone heard the goldfish scenario where they have a 10-second memory. So let's say you're a goldfish, you're in a tank, and you're like, this stinks, I want to get out of this tank. And you go to the other side of the tank and you hit the glass and you're like, I hate being in here. But then 10 seconds later, you forget you were even in the tank. So every moment you're in the moment and you never realize you're in a tank because you forget every 10 seconds of the past. Do goldfish really have a 10-second memory?
I'm not really sure how this pertains to the original question.
Well, what if you went through life and every 10 seconds later, you forgot what you did 10 seconds before that?
That would be pretty awful. I think
it would be pretty awful.
Maybe 10 seconds is a little quick.
Well, then what's the cutoff? A year, a
month,
a week, a day? What if you woke up every morning and you forgot the previous day?
I think that's the plot of a movie.
I know it is.
I
what's
mean,
the cutoff?
People who have
Alzheimer's and
dementia.
Yes, that's their.
Are they just supposed to not do anything?
They're only living in the
moment.
Yeah. They're living in the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would still do it.
Okay.
That's my answer.
That's really deep.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I don't know. I have no answer. A year. You're going to forget everything you did.
But if it's going to be so awesome that year, you're going to be happy all year long.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I do it.
And then it
doing
never
it.
Happened. You're doing it. They're all doing
do it.
It.
So you're digging deep, huh?
What about the goldfish thing? You know, 10 seconds.
I'm not
memory?
Sure. I have not heard
someone
that goldfish
search that
thing.
I don't want to do the 10-second thing.
No.
Search what's the memory of a goldfish, please. You never heard that? You have your phone.
All right.
Get ready for this one. All right. It is weird to name your pet a human name, is it? Chris wants to know. Name your pet. This is John,
another,
this is
relevant,
another relevant
question.
One.
Yeah.
So, I think we discussed this for some reason last week.
On the news we did for some reason.
Yeah, so coincidentally.
Because we were saying what names would work for a dog, and we were saying like Frank,
It's funny
Fred.
How some human names work,
yeah.
but others don't.
My boyfriend named his dog Guy, what's his best friend's
Guy
name?
Works.
Guy works.
Yeah, Guy works.
Trevor doesn't work.
Jonathan.
Jonathan doesn't work.
Jonathan
Michael
doesn't work.
Fred works. Sam works. Milo works. Uh-oh, goldfish.
Goldfish do not have a 3-second memory. Research shows they have a memory of at least several months.
Oh,
several months.
Oh, there you go.
Rumor.
Okay.
Yeah, I think certain human names work for dogs and certain don't. And it is funny because the kids are going through right now all these different names that are potential names. And I haven't heard like a person's name
like
yet.
Like Bob?
No.
Mindy works.
Mindy works. Mindy,
you said it's a female dog, right?
It's a female.
Why not Mindy? Mindy?
I don't think we're going to name it Mindy.
Oh, I would be so honored.
Nikki?
If you
Let's
did.
Go throw Nikki. Our names.
Nikki's
Nikki
a great
Nikki could definitely be a cat name.
Joe doesn't work.
John doesn't work.
Joey.
Doesn't.
Joey works.
Doesn't.
I have a friend who has a dog named Joey.
Joey would work.
Yeah.
So people names work. It just
some
depends on the
names,
people's name.
But,
yeah.
But it's so random. Why would some work and some not? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like, Mindy works. Melinda doesn't work.
No, Melinda would be weird.
You can't
Nicole
make it formal. It's got to stay informal.
Can you share some of the names the kids are thinking about?
Well, there's been a lot. Sunny is
Sunny's
one
that's
really kind
Sunny's
of
Just go with names. That. Sunny's the best
Sunny
name
is a
ever.
Good one. I'm trying to think of some of the other
Mortimer?
Ones.
Morty?
Not Mortimer.
You're Morty.
Rogi was one of them, like short for pierogi.
Oh, cute.
That's cute.
That was one
Rogi's really good. John, these are all good names, buddy.
They've come up with some good ones.
Those are great names.
They're creative.
I'll just be curious to see who gets the final say on the name.
Well, you have to do a vote. You have five people in your family.
And that's what I said on Tuesday. I said you've got to meet her first. I don't think it'll be five votes.
Really?
No.
No.
I don't think I'll have a vote.
Never. You're a consultant.
And then also the votes will be weighted.
Dads
a certain one in the family will have the strongest
vote
that's weighted
vote.
A little
oh,
bit
yeah.
more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know who that is. I don't know when it happened, but dads are just consultants anymore in families.
Well, you know.
We're consultants.
Chris wants to know, is it possible to have a long torso and short legs?
Is this for John?
All right.
Wait a minute. No, because everyone... If they have long legs, usually have a long torso.
Yeah. There's,
no, it is possible.
It's possible
to have a long torso and short
and
legs.
Short legs.
Yes.
Give me an example.
My husband.
I'm actually.
He does
and John.
Not have.
I'm actually torso tall.
Yeah.
Torso tall.
But your leg tall.
I have tall legs, but not abnormally tall. My inseam for my pants is like 34 to 36.
Which is like
which
an average.
Is pretty average.
Yeah. My husband's is 34.
But my torso and doctors have even said this to me
oh
like
that
I just have a really big torso
but you look proportionate
I think you know when you get this tall I look proportionate but my torso if I sit up I'm super tall sitting up that's actually one of the challenges we have on the set
right yeah
is because I'm so tall with the torso if I had my seat the same height as Mindy's I would just tower over her
what's your inseam
about it depends but 34 36 which
yeah,
isn't
Mindy,
that
which
crazy.
Which
no.
your husband's insane,
his is 34 and he's 6'2", so he's a lot shorter.
Yeah,
but I think if you – I know your husband. No one would say he has a long torso
and
short legs.
And I don't
legs.
Think anyone would look at me and say, oh, you have short legs. But I'm just definitely
no
taller.
I think they're talking about the extreme. Imagine someone with a big, long torso and little legs.
Well,
that doesn't exist. I don't think it exists.
Not
well, it might, but it's not normal.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was that your question?
Yeah.
Well,
wait, where is that?
Like, I have trouble with –
All right. We just wanted to say, Chris Smith, you're a weirdo. Okay? Why would you even
I do
think
have trouble with suit coats, though, because I'm so torso tall that it's tough to get them long enough to – it has to be extra long.
What do you have, extra spleen, intestines,
yes.
duodenum? What do you got going
yes,
on in there?
An extra diaphragm.
He has an extra everything in there.
Apparently.
more ribs. Yeah.
More ribs.
That one fell out. It could be the universe speaking to you, buddy.
All right.
Long torso, short
All right,
leg.
This is from Vaughn. Who sings in the commercial, see the USA in your Chevrolet?
That's a classic. That's.
But it's a remake right now.
Oh,
like,
it is?
It came out during
okay.
the Super Bowl, and it's on all the time.
All right, so wait, are you teasing us? You know the answer?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
My kids singing around the house now. I mean, whatever Chevy did for that ad, they were brilliant
well,
to bring back
it.
That song.
That's funny.
Because have you seen the ad?
I don't think so.
It was back during the Super Bowl. It's on a lot of sporting events now. It aired during the Olympics a lot.
Okay.
And it's the whole song from – that song's got to go back.
What am I searching now?
Who sings the new See the USA in your Chevrolet?
Okay.
But I think that song, See the USA in your Chevrolet, is probably back to the – Maybe 50s?
Right.
Oh.
I think it's a vintage song that they've redone, and it's very catchy.
I don't think I've seen it either, Nikki.
Yeah.
So. All right, Joe's looking that up. And while he does that.
Yeah, 1950s, very successful advertising campaign. New version. I'm not seeing a new version here. Keep going, Mindy.
And it could be it could be just a no name that sings it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it could it's just probably someone. Just yeah. someone, yeah. So this is from Michelle. She says, if someone gave you $100 and you had to spend it all on one item, what would you buy?
Brooklyn, whoever that is.
$100
All right, so you have to buy, you have $100
You have $100 you have to spend it all on one item. What would
one
you buy?
One item, $100
Yes.
Just one thing for $100 Would it be booze? I'm thinking Mindy's thinking booze.
That's not what I was thinking.
She's thinking.
No, no. I was thinking actually, though, of a, like a fun, like out to dinner with my husband or something, like a fun night out.
I was thinking that too.
Really?
Yeah, fun night out.
Why not throw it down to the casino, double it up?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I'm not a gambler.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
I'm not either.
I'm spending it on electronics or something.
Oh, really?
That's what I was thinking.
Something for your bicycle.
Something for my bike. I'd go to a bike shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get something electronic. Maybe some new tech thing for the house or something.
Or for your car?
My car's low tech. I think it costs more than $100 to high tech that.
As a matter of fact, when I die, Mindy, remember, you know, people, when they see the casket, there's out surrounded by flowers in pictures. I don't want any of that.
You don't want flowers?
Electronic items.
Okay, so around the casket, yeah, we'll see little stands with little electronics.
All different electronics?
Yeah, like an LED light.
Okay.
You know, maybe.
Do you want some of your old electronics, like your Zune that you had back in the day?
I still have the Zune, yeah, MP3 player, an old cell phone. Like, yeah. I want to be surrounded by electronics.
A flip phone would be
flip
nice.
Flip phone, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
All right. What do you say?
I think it's your turn, isn't it?
Yeah. By the way, I lost my IFE. I can no longer hear the control room.
Oh,
my battery died, so you guys have to tell me when this is.
Okay, we still have a couple
end.
Minutes left.
I don't have
a couple
one.
Minutes. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, I got two that fell out. Here we go. Maybe we'll do a double decker here. All right, this is Uncle Bank. Uncle Banky wants to know, why do you always go clockwise around the table?
Oh.
I think you should mix it up a little bit and go counterclockwise. Why do we go clockwise?
We did that one time and I was completely confused.
We got confused. So confused. Yes.
Maybe crisscross.
No.
Crisscross.
Why do we go clockwise?
I'll tell
you
Is
what. That just in our brains that you just got to go clockwise for stuff?
Uncle Banky, thank you for shedding this paradigm. We're going to shift it right now.
No. What's wrong with going clockwise? I think it's fine. And it keeps us
I remember
knowing.
When we did a counterclock, we all kept forgetting who was next.
Yes.
It was a cluster.
Yeah.
Clockwise. Do you guys know why clocks run clockwise?
No.
Oh, you did a wham on that, and I can't remember.
So if you have a sundial outside back in ancient Rome, the sun marches across the sky, the dial, the shadow goes
that's
clockwise.
That's the way it goes.
And that's why. So maybe we're still doing that because clocks go clockwise and
because
sundials
the sun
go
makes
clockwise.
Us.
Because the sun makes us do this.
And so many things that we do clockwise.
Clockwise.
Just,
yeah.
It's in
turn
our,
a
just
screwdriver.
In our head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everything is because of the sun.
I was playing really a card game with the kids like a year ago and dealing cards. And Jake said, why did you deal that way? And I was like, well, that's just what you do.
Clockwise.
And you go clockwise.
Isn't that weird?
It makes sense that he would ask. Like,
now, do you think in other countries where they like drive on the other side of the road, they go other way, like a different way? Or no?
Nope.
No,
nope.
I think it's all because it's of all the sundial. I really do.
They might. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the solar connection,
question.
Babe.
Yeah.
It was.
So Nikki, it's 8:53, so we've got a couple minutes.
Time. Keep them
Should
coming.
We just do that other one?
I'm looking to see if this was read already. I don't know. Check. This is the one that fell out in front of me. It's your turn.
How many social media posts are you required
oh,
to post
boy,
when you're
that hits
off
hard.
And on vacation? I could understand when you get back to work, but not when you're on your own time. I don't think there's a requirement.
Oh, yeah? What about the new stuff?
Yeah, there is
come
a requirement.
On,
oh!
Come on, let's break it out, the new stuff.
The new mobile shorts.
Yeah. Tell them about that, Nikki. Come on. Tell them our pain. Tell them. Go ahead. Tell them. Mobile shorts, this new thing from our company.
Well,
go
we
ahead.
Have to. We're doing these mobile vertical videos they want us to post.
Yeah, how many, though? Are you ready? Come on. This is going to freak
the
them out.
The on-air personalities, two a day.
Two a day. Two a day.
Personally, I have not done that yet.
Two a day.
Two a day. I've done one. And I'm sporadic with, I need to get better with them. But my posts on Facebook, I need to get better with that. Because sometimes I post every day, and then sometimes I don't post for a week.
But if you're saying those media people, they're narcissists. Look at, they're showing what they're doing all day. They're eating. They're going. We have to. It's not our fault. They're making us do all this. Two a day.
Have you been doing two a day?
I don't have exciting things that happen to me twice a day.
Okay.
I have nothing to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard enough to post on Facebook
Maybe
every day.
Maybe two a week?
Yeah.
Two a day?
We have to get up to speed.
We do. I'm failing. I'm far behind.
They're in effect what the people watching and listening know as reels. I mean, they're just kind of like reels,
yes, but yeah, reels.
Meant to be more informative and
stuff.
John, are you like doing two a day?
Not yet.
You're doing two a day. And then people are going to look on their social media and be like, look at that guy. He's showing that he's putting his socks on. Who gives a...
Well, you're supposed to do something weather-related, probably.
But two a day? I'd be out of ideas in a week.
I know. It's
a
lot.
It is funny because part of that question is not getting into these things we have to do now, but about social media as a whole. Like, our Facebook page, we're not required to post a certain amount on that every day, but they want us to do it.
Right.
And we also have learned it's a great way to interact with the audience.
But two a day? I'm going on strike out in front of the building holding a sign. No more two a day.
No more two
no
a day.
No more two a day. Say.
You know, honestly,
but in
though.
The end, he's still going to have to do
it. He's going to have to do it. Yeah. It'll become second nature after a while. But yeah, it's just more on the pile. More on the pile.
You better ring the bell, Nikki.
Yes. Here's the bell, Nikki.
John, ring it. It's your turn. I think you have to end
this. No, we have like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, 30 seconds?
We have
this
to end
was
it.
Fun.
We had a good time. It's okay, Joe.
It's okay. You can do it.
You know, they also have therapy available, too.
Hi, everyone. This is me at home sitting on my couch.
Here is my dog.
Yeah, there's my dog. Today I'm going to have spaghetti and meatballs.
People would like that.
They would. I know.
You did it.
They would watch that. All right.
Sending your questions, brownbag@wnep.com.
Okay.
Two a day.
Two a day. You can do it.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.